Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, I talked with Will Chamberlain in the last hour about the news that came out of the Supreme Court, which we haven't really discussed it here real quick. Fox News is reporting that the Supreme Court today sided with the Trump administration in lifting a lower court order that paused the Pentagon's transgender military ban from taking effect, allowing Trump's order and related policies to proceed, at least. The high court ruling is a near-term victory for the White House, even as it did not address the underlying merits of the case or President Donald Trump's January 27th executive order banning transgender service members from the U.S. military. This to me is the epicenter of how far DEI has gotten. When you present the United States military as like a place for all, I feel less safe. Not because of transgender people. I bet you there are transgender people who could do the job. But on the whole, we tell people with less obvious mental conflicts. Is that the best way to say it?
Well, I just raised my hand because you went there and I was like, well, I don't go on that one. But
speaking of less obvious mental conflicts, Ryan Wiggins, what do you think?
Well, I raised my hand at the wrong time. Yeah. I can't be in the military because of cystic fibrosis.
Yeah.
That's been obvious my whole life. They're like, look, that if there's a
like
draft.
That sounds like a pickup line. I was going to do it. I tested and I can do all the physical things, but
hey, swipe left, you know, because I can't be in the military because of cystic fibrosis.
Is that the direction you're supposed to swipe?
Check me out. I don't know. I've never used Tinder. Is that what you do? Swipe left for?
I think so. Isn't swipe right good?
Then I meant swipe right.
Also, if you swipe right, do you move your finger from left to right?
Oh no, I don't know these things. And I was doing this whole segment on flirting earlier. Mm-hmm. I should know this. Because I...
Will Chamberlain...
I should not know that, actually.
Will Chamberlain said, who is senior counsel at the Article 3 Project, he's like, Will Chamberlain's like, I have ADD. I can't be in the military.
I heard him say that. And the other point that he made, you know, big point that I'm like, dang, that's a really good point, is when you sign up for the military... It's not about you. Mm-hmm. The military has to decide who is going to be best for a specific purpose. You could really apply that to a lot of things.
Pretty much death and destruction.
And with the military, it has to be a very specific purpose that is a much larger mission that you are there. That's why they call it service. Mm-hmm. It's not about you. Mm-hmm. It's about others. And that's why we thank people for their service.
We struggle with that as a society. Anything that has to do with service. I'm actually surprised. You go if you go to a place, like a drive-through window or whatever. Most of the time, people aren't. They're not necessarily rude, but there isn't an element of customer service that exists anymore. I don't know if you could really hold that standard in, you know, minimum wage paying food service jobs. I don't know if you could really hold that standard and keep employees.
I don't either. People be leaving left and right. I can't keep up with that.
If
you
kindness,
expect me to have a good day?
Well, this Karen comes through the drive-thru and I'm still supposed to be nice to them?
Yes.
I mean, yeah.
Yes, you are, or at least try. They don't even try. They're just like, no. Look, you are an inconvenience to me, but I have to be here, so.
The best you can do is just, like, get in, get your food, and get out. And then you go to a couple places. I'll say this for the scooters that I go to almost every day. They're always kind, mm-hmm. and they're always pleasant. And that's honestly one of the main reasons why I go back there.
I was going to say, that's actually one of the reasons I go there over other coffee
to jobs. Scooters for coffee.
Yeah, because they're nice.
And it doesn't take anything to be nice. And maybe it takes a little extra something to be nice to someone who is indifferent to not nice or just, you know,
well, you have to
entitled.
Have an attitude. I think it does take something. You do have to, if you are having a bad day or you have to get up early, especially there, and go to work, you got to put yourself in that mindset.
You ever work in a job that required positive customer service?
Yes. Yeah, well, the golf courses constantly. That's all we did.
What did you do? How did you manifest exceptional customer service?
We were the cart boys. So
is that a band? What'd you sing? Was it like barbershop stuff?
You ever heard Freebird? That was Leonard Skinner.
That was not the cart
boys. That wasn't the cart boys. I just wanted to get that one song out there because people confuse that a lot when they hear Freebird. Was that Carboys? I think Wiggins was in that band. It was a tough job because you did have to get there right at dawn. A lot of golfers show up right at the crack of dawn. And it is when you're 16, 17 years old, you don't want to wake up at dawn, man. You don't want to be there. So you had to put that aside and at least be cordial. You wouldn't have to be smile on your face. Everything's great. But you're not going to be a jerk. And that's okay with most people.
When the rubber meets the road and you're dealing with a customer who thinks you suck, how did you react to that?
I think I pretty much wowed everybody, Annie. Oh. So I don't remember that happening.
That's how you got here.
But I think...
Hypothetically speaking, there was a jerk... who was not enthralled by your customer service expertise. Did you kill him with kindness? Did you decide to tell him what's up? Did you just try to avoid them?
Yeah, I actually did. I would try to win them over, usually, if they were a real jerk. And then if you try that and it still doesn't work, you're like, well, I'm not going to get a tip. I guess I'll just give up. Because that's the other thing is that when you're working for tips,
yeah,
man, you got extra motivation. Hmm. And we were, so...
Brad, did you work in customer service?
Yeah, I would say whenever I worked Taco Bell, I was customer service because my job was to make sure everybody in the drive-thru was happy. They would come through the long line and whatever was going on, and I was the face of whatever they were frustrated with on the inside.
The face of Taco Bell.
Mm-hmm. And so, like, you just were. You were there. You were happy. What can we make for you today? How can we make
your
day better?
Did you do the voice thing?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Did you record the voice, or that before?
No, I'm going to talk about that in a second. Don't. I got things to say.
Well, once you say it, you know
it
what I'm saying.
It was prior to that, Ryan.
What a scoop.
It was prior to that.
23 Skidoo?
We did it live. We wrote it, and we did it live.
Let's do it live!
But, yeah, when people would come through, or if they would come back by and their order was wrong, or there was something wrong with it, that it was my job to basically figure out what their biggest issue was and what the problem was and how I could resolve it and make
them
happy.
Give them the old thumbs down. Can you imagine?
Bye.
There's a trouble and you pull up to the drive-thru window and Brad's just standing there with his thumbs down.
Yeah, scowling. Just going, boo.
It's like Gladiator.
Boo, 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 boo.
No. No, I wouldn't do that though because my job was to make them happy even if their job was to make my life miserable.
No.
But
how long did you work at Taco Bell?
Oh, gosh. 3 years, I think. I had 3 years in there. And I did 3 years. but my goal was always...
I did 3 years in Belleville.
Like, it was in Belleville.
At the Taco Bell, at the T-Bell.
By the fairgrounds. So
yeah, I was the face of
by that one. That's like, Brad used to work there. But this was 35 cent taco time, blue score 5. You get 35 cent tacos.
Those were the days.
Yeah, unless you worked there. And then it was just like, oh my gosh, this is going to be awful. But at the end of the day, if somebody was upset, my strategy was always to figure out what their problem was and how could I not just resolve it, but make it better. So I didn't just want to get your order right. I wanted to then make it up to you for whatever reason it was made wrong, for whatever reason. And so like when people figured out that you were actually on their side and trying to help them, whatever anger and rage and all that stuff that they had, it would always subside. I'm like, oh no, this person's trying to help me out. And so when they found out you were on their side, then the situation got better. And you usually came to a good resolution.
I want to say a few things about the recorded voice on there.
This is a radio show, guys. Somebody's got to talk.
Yeah, it's you.
And you can't say that.
Brad?
Don't.
Have we out AI'd ourselves? It's most evident to me in the drive-thru. Any drive-thru, you pull up and the most pleasant, sunshiny voice you've ever heard is like, hello, what can we make for you today? And then this person's like, I'll be with you in a minute.
Yeah. Hang on a second.
Hang on a second. And then it's like, okay. Like you go, huh, oh.
Yeah, you go, oh, hey. Hey. You're having, whoa, no, you're not.
Yeah. And it's like...
Where's the other person? Bring them back.
Hello, yeah. Welcome to McDonald's. Would you like to try some ice cream today? What can we make for you?
Ice cream machine's down, just a minute.
And then it's like 5 minutes, you're sitting there, and then you order, and they're like, we don't have that. And I'm like, can I talk to her again?
Man, I remember when I went to Arby's, and they're like, it's like, hey, welcome to Arby's, what would you like?
Yeah, the people are
and
all
I was like
that.
Oh, I'll have a sandwich, and they're like, we don't have any roast beef right now. Yeah. I'm like, it's Arby's, you don't have any roast beef?
Yeah,
that's a real story.
Roast beef.
It's Arby's, you guys. You don't have any roast beef.
Why do we have the people who greet you at the drive-thru who are always in great conflict with the real people who you have to talk with?
Yeah, I don't know. I it's not just the drive-thru for food, though. I really am upset because my favorite recording went away just recently at CVS Pharmacy.
Okay.
I would pull up, and it would go, welcome to CVS Pharmacy. And then it would go this whole thing, someone will be with you shortly. But it was the way that they always said, welcome to CVS Pharmacy.
And it's not there
like,
anymore?
That, is that the real person saying that? This is before AI was real big.
Sounds like a cartoon.
It was like 2 years that I'd pull up, and I'm like, here's my guy.
Every drive-thru you pull up, they're like, hi! Yeah. And you start to say hello, and then they like, interrupt you, and they're like, oh, I'll be with you in a minute. Do you have the app? No, I would just like a Diet Coke. Can I have a Diet Coke? Pull forward. And then there's three windows. One of them's closed, and it's never actually been in use.
Stuff stacked up in front of it.
All true. Yeah, you know what? I appreciate when they stack the stuff, because then at least you don't sit there for
a second.
Yeah,
you're not fooled by it.
Go, oh, okay. That's a storage window.
We were coming home from Breeze yesterday. My son had a baseball game at Breeze Central. We came home, and we were going to eat food at home. He was super hungry, so we stopped at the McDonald's in Lebanon, kind of last minute, and my husband just breezed right by the window, and the guy, like Donald Trump, was like, hey. He wanted his money because we were going right past the first window.
Wait, oh.
We ordered.
Oh, I thought you had driven off with the food.
No, okay. We didn't do that.
Like, that's a weird story to tell on the air.
No, we didn't do that. We went through the, hi, welcome to McDonald's person.
Yeah.
This whole conversation happened yesterday.
If you were working at a fast food restaurant, wouldn't that be the greatest thing that you could do right now, though? To be like, I'm recording that today.
That's got to be something that McDonald's puts out. That's not a local person. It's a professional voice.
I would advocate for it to be me every day. So that I'd be like, oh, give me the window. Give me the window.
What you would do and what I would probably do is after the recording got done, I would just do a new fake recording.
Yes. Local control.
As cheerful. Yeah, this is federalism. As cheerful as you possibly could be, but I would list all the things we don't have. Go ahead with your order.
Yeah. Welcome to McDonald's. We do not have pizza today.
Our shake machine is broken.
List all the stuff that you never had.
Why was there a third window? Why did we go? There was a phase where every fast food restaurant's like, we need more windows. We can't control the flow of people here. We need more windows. Nobody ever used the third window.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the third window was for.
In case of emergency?
Can you tell us? Can you tell us, Brian?
Yeah, from the inside?
Mine only had one window.
Oh, that's why he was the face. He made sure of it. He boarded the other ones up. He's like, no more faces of Taco Bell. This is my face. Look at this.
No, put all
the not gorgeous.
Put all the shells in front of the first window, so people know not to stop there.
Stacks of cups.
What? Okay. What about the two drive-through order line?
Yeah, I love it.
Fan or not?
Fan.
I am too, except that
especially when
there's a little tension in there sometimes with other people.
It's that's an internal tension. Don't be. And arse. And wait your turn. And when it's your turn, take your turn.
Thank you for using the Irish cuss word.
Thank you.
We can get away with that. I think we might be able to say the other one.
Yeah, we can. I just don't.
Let's try it.
Actually, I do. I just
don't do it here. Let's try it all together and yell it.
Arse. Don't be a jerk. Understand the flow. You go, I go. It's a zipper merge, people. I love the zipper merge.
I like it in concept. I love that they're doing it because it does get you through a little bit quicker. Not a lot, but a little bit.
Are you prone to pick the correct lane the slow lane?
Yeah, the problem is I'm constantly gauging, oh, did I pick the right one? And then I'll sit there between them if nobody's behind me and wait for which one move first. But if somebody's behind me, you got to pick. Okay, I picked. And then if the other one rolls through one, two, three cars before you go.
Do you yell at them?
I get mad.
You're like, hi, welcome to McDonald's.
Shut up, robot.
Get behind me because you were here after me. And then you just go.
I get out of my car.
You're going to get shot.
And you know what I do next? I do what that lady yesterday did.
Time for break.
You need to listen to Wiggins America yesterday to find out what that was.
Gosh, just a reminder that if you're somebody who listens to the podcast of the Annie Fry Show, Ryan is the one who clips those and titles them, and it's just basically his contribution of every segment that he's in.
I figured that would come up at some point.
Whatever the title of the segment is not actually what we discussed. It's just what Ryan discussed.
Something I said.
And I don't have any power or authority over the names of the segments on the Annie Fry Show podcast because somebody gave it to Ryan. So the Annie Fry Show podcast actually does have me on it, but the titles are just Ryan's highlight reel as he sees fit.
You know why I do that? Because I remember best what I said in that.
Yes, segment. This is not enlightening.
So naturally, like, oh yeah, I remember saying that.
I get an alert on my phone for every podcast episode that comes up, and I'm like, Ryan said that.
Wait till you see
Ryan
today's
said
titles.
That. Yeah, I know.
We talked about it.
It's just going to be Ryan all
that's,
the time.
That's the name of hour one.
Yeah, that's the name of the show, isn't it? Seems like
Can't
it is.
Be.
We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Maybe the most impactful thing I've ever said on the show is that Arby's, R.B. roast beef.
Mm-hmm.
People are commenting about putting that connection together, and Brad just goes, I put that together when you said that.
Yeah, I kind of did too.
That's kind of new.
Do you know what the letters BBQ stand for? barbecue. Did you just put that together?
Yes.
Somebody said that in the chat.
Hi, oh, welcome to the Annie Fry Show. Where you learn useless knowledge.
You know what? You should just use all the acronyms when ordering. Be like, hey, I'll take an RB and a TS, please. That's a turkey sandwich, ma'am.
Like TS, Taylor Swift. In our house. You said you had something you needed to share. I'm going to regret this decision.
This is your fault ahead of time. A woman has sparked a fierce debate over dog poop disposal.
Oh, gosh.
After asking the internet if she should throw her pet's waste in her neighbor's trash can.
Excuse me, what? That's not... What?
This is a serious question, she says.
Is this on Reddit?
If I'm walking... No, this is Daily Mail. If I'm walking my dog and in my neighborhood and she poops in somebody's yard... I'm going to clean it up. Great. That's what you're supposed to do. But then I throw away the dog's poop bag in the dumpster or in the trash can of the person's yard that I'm walking by. Is that acceptable?
No.
Why?
Do you want me to explain it to you?
I want you to explain
it. You can't put poop in somebody else's stuff.
What if it's out on the curb, going to be picked up that day?
No.
Why is that a problem?
Because if it gets dislodged and it gets on the inside of the garbage, I'm going to throw up thinking
it's,
about
it's
it.
It's in a bag. It's in a bag.
Dislodged.
Be real careful. Let's say you're being real careful. You got it double, triple bagged. It's not coming out. Maybe a little hot, but it's not coming out. Don't react to that. But you throw it away. In the trash can that's there.
You're testing me.
Why is that a problem?
Because it's not your trash can.
That is true. It is not your
trash
can.
And it's not their poop.
It's not the person's poop either.
Yeah. So that you'd go put it in the dog's trash can. Anything else you want me to help you with?
I still don't get why you can't do that.
You're trying to do this Ryan Wiggins thing where you're advocating for the obviously moronic angle of the story. So before I defend my position, why don't you make an attempt to defend yours?
It's trash. It's not adding any problem.
What's
or
trash?
Work. The trash can is already there. It's not causing the owner of the trash can issues or problems.
I'm going to go in my backyard. I'm going to pick up my dog's crap and I'm going to come in and throw it in your office trash can tomorrow morning.
No, don't do that. It would smell. Mm-hmm. But out on the curb, it wouldn't. You wouldn't even know.
I'm going to take your trash can, throw dog poop in it, and then I'm going to sit it outside. And then we'll put the trash can back in your...
I still need that trash can. If the guy was coming...
Not if it's at the curb. You're the one who put the trash can on the curb.
If the guy was coming to pick it up right then, somewhere around
my office.
I'll
bring the dog poop in, and I'll put it in your trash can at 2 o'clock before the very nice gentleman who does our trash cleans it out.
Don't do that. First of all, it's too much work for you to bring your dog's poop into work.
I can tell that you're really looking out for me here. Thank you for that courtesy.
Yeah, don't do that. And then second, my trash can does not have a lid, and I would notice that the smell might permeate the bag.
I'll put your notebook on top of it, and it'll have a lid.
I don't want my notebook on that dirty old trash poop can.
You've said enough.
I think that there is a case to be made.
I rest my case.
That these are all, it's not causing anybody any problems, and it does help you to be able to throw it away and not walk around with a bag of poop, that you could go ahead and throw it away in somebody else's can. What if it's not even dog poop?
What if it's a park?
What if you're walking around eating a Sherbert push pop? I just thought of that because I love those. Let's say you're walking down your street on the sidewalk.
Huge departure from the other conversation.
Eating a Sherbert push pop. They're delicious.
Say that 5 times.
You get done with it. Sherbert push pop, Sherbert push pop, Sherbert push pop, Sherbert push pop, Sherbert push pop.
I rest my case there too.
And then you get to the end and you got a long walk back home. What are you going to do? You're going to put that thing in a bag or in your pocket? No. Just throw it in a trash can that's already out on the curb. Why is that a problem?
Because it's not your trash can.
It's not your trash can, but it's not causing any problems for anybody.
That's not true. If the person who owns the trash can doesn't like it and it's their trash can on their property, then that's a problem.
What would they not like about a push pop?
Other people
container.
Using their trash can.
That they don't get they to don't, eat it because it's gone.
They don't have to defend the fact that it's their own trash can. If it's theirs, they get to say what happens
to
it.
They have the legal right. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm saying, why would you care if somebody threw something in your trash can? It's not causing you any more problems and not costing you any more money.
You're making assumptions about what problems it may or may not be causing me, and that's not really, you don't get to determine that.
I do, because I know that it's not causing you any problems.
If you put poop, A, gross, waste, nasty, in somebody's trash can, or even an ice cream wrapper that has ice cream and sugary stuff on it, if somebody's particularly clean about their trash cans, or just paid to have them cleaned, and you've got ice cream stuck to the side of the trash can that's now going to attract ants into their garage, then that's a problem.
That would be a problem. How about if the push pop's in a bag?
No.
Because it wouldn't cause any problems.
Not your trash can. Not your business. Put that in your pocket.
Isn't it a nice thing to do that if you were the person who had the place where lots of people walk by and you thought, you know what, it'd be better and actually easier, maybe even a community service, that if I know that they're going to throw away the trash in my trash can, that they're not going to leave it out somewhere else. Wouldn't you say, well, I'd prefer that? They're not just going to throw trash.
Just leave a trash can on the end of my driveway?
No, it's trash day, so it didn't bother you in any other way. But if it's there and people, you know, maybe they're going to throw away their trash on the side of the road. You don't know. You're just saying it's easier if they throw it away.
Putting your trash can on the end of your driveway is so that the trash can get picked up. It's not for everybody else to use. If I were walking past your house or you were walking past my house and you used my trash can, I wouldn't care.
Because you know me.
Yes, because I would understand that. But you can't. People can't just start using your trash.
I mean, if it became to a problem that so many people were doing it that it was overflowing, then that's a different problem. But that's not what I'm saying.
You're not. People are not the difference is not if somebody does it one time and okay, poop always is a no, which is the beginning of the story. But if you're putting a wrapper or something in someone's trash can, it's the exception to the rule to do something like that. Nobody is entitled to use somebody else's trash can because it's trash day and it's sitting on the end of the road. You're not entitled to just be able to use somebody else's stuff like that on their property.
I agree. You're not entitled. But I just, as the homeowner, I would almost say, please do. It's fine. It's not causing me any problems. I'm just really proud that this has gone a good 4 or 5 minutes. We got 4 or 5 minutes out of this poop story. And I thought it was a pretty good debate. So, I'm a yes.
We worked that out.
That went better than you thought it would, didn't it? I mean, we had an engaging debate.
Should we talk about my original expectations?
But I did want to call it out because I felt like we had achieved everything that we were going to achieve out of that story. And it's only 2:34.
I think
so.
We've probably even stretched it a little bit.
I think so, too. Yeah. I think this is one we send to the bosses.
I thought that you were going to talk about flirting.
Oh, you want to do that again, huh? Okay, if the lady says so, the lady gets what she wants.
Gross.
Other ways that women flirt with men.
Wiggins America earlier, yeah. 12:45, he was explaining to us what women do to flirt.
Oh, man, I just want to point this out before we move past that topic. I'm with you, Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
That's what somebody said online. She probably represents thousands and thousands of people.
Libby?
Yeah, Libby. All right. Ways that women flirt with men that men may not be picking up on. We've gone through most of these. They were prolonged, intense eye contact.
How are you on eye contact? Like, just in general conversation.
What does that mean?
How quickly do you get uncomfortable with eye contact?
If I think about it, instantly.
Instantly. I'm the same. All of a sudden, I'm like, looking up.
Oh, hey, look at that sprinkler system up there. Never noticed that before. This is a solid sprinkler system.
Do you, when you're, air quotes, making eye contact with people, do you actually look in their eyes or do you look around their eyes?
No, I actually look into their soul. And I feel that they're looking into mine. We have a deep connection, usually right away, like on a bus even. It's crazy. Number two is hair flip is a strong signal.
I don't even understand.
Yeah, that one doesn't make much sense to me.
Have you ever hair flipped, Ethan? You could.
Of course I've hair flipped. Look at me.
What? Are you flirting when you do it?
Depends who it is.
Or is it just windy?
Depends who it is.
He said, look at me.
I did. I was looking right in the
eyes. He's asking you to make eye contact,
right,
and now he's flipping
right
now. His hair.
Oh, man. That's kind of hot, dude.
You're going to have to do that again. Nobody puts you on the camera. There you go.
There it is. Easy now. We're at work.
I'm sorry.
Number three is blushing, broad smiles, and laughs.
Yeah, the laughing thing. You want her to laugh, right? Isn't that
definitely?
Isn't that one of the in a relationship, one of the things that makes dudes feel the most powerful is that you can make her laugh?
Absolutely.
Don't you? Can you tell when she's really laughing for real?
No, I can't. I don't care.
I was just saying, you don't care.
I don't care. It gives me confidence.
Especially if she
I'm in the driver's seat now.
That away.
Especially if she's laughing a little extra because she likes you. Uh-huh. Like the act of putting on a little bit because she likes you and she wants you to feel good about yourself.
If you get a little, as she's laughing, you get a little playful tap on the arm.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's
stop.
When,
stop it. Ethan,
you're flying down the interstate.
You're so funny.
If you're not watching the live stream right now, they're like playing off of each other.
That's what we do.
And this tapping, oh, stop it stuff, man, like, stop it.
Yeah, whenever I tell a joke and a girl goes,
I think, I would think even
like,
the fake.
That sounded fake.
The fake laugh makes it even better, like, even if you know it's fake because you know she's doing it for you.
You just want to laugh at me and be with me because I'm on the radio.
Do your wives how
politics.
Fluent and how much do your wives individually hear? Ryan, we'll start with you and go, Ethan, Brad. How much do they use sarcasm?
My wife uses it intermittently, but not as much as you'd think. It's not her go-to
language.
No, she'll trick the kids a lot and say something really serious like, you know, bedtime's at 7:30 tonight or something, mm-hmm. and not break. And they're like, wait, you're kind of kidding, right? She's like, what are you talking about? 7:30, just like I told you yesterday.
But like,
it's not really sarcasm.
That's not really sarcasm. Like, is she sarcastic to you?
No, not really. She's just a ray of sunshine tired.
She's just too tired.
One of the two.
We won't talk about the percentages of either.
We will not.
Ethan, how sarcastic is your wife?
Very rarely. And it's so rarely that when she is sarcastic, it completely fools me every time because usually I am very sarcastic with her and she never gets it. So that's why when she does it, it throws me off because it's so rare that she's so bad at understanding it. When she can actually give it back to me, it gets me every time.
Are you would you consider yourself sarcastic, Ryan?
Yeah, but not with her. It doesn't make her laugh that much, so I just don't use it that much.
What's your go-to?
Oh, man, she loves voices, like doing characters and stuff. I'm like, man, you're making me work.
Now, does she really love
There's
it?
There's a character
Wouldn't it be totally ironic if she actually is just courtesy laughing and you're doing all of these characters and she's having a courtesy laugh?
Like, hey, well, look at me.
She's talking to her coworkers.
76 dumbos in the big parade. She's like, ha, 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 ha.
She's at work right now going,
you're so funny.
He loves to do characters. He's doing them all the time and I just have to make him think that I love it so much.
It's so exhausting. It's why I'm tired most of the time.
He's got the 76 trombone,
oh my
bit.
Gosh. He always walks around doing Music Man. Does the full musical every night. I have to sit there and go, ah.
Then he started bringing Gary Wood home, and I knew there was a problem.
So, you know, there's
he
a character I do.
He just starts reporting around the house.
I know that there are things I can do to just make her laugh no matter what, and one is do this character called Carcass Clown.
You've talked about it.
Have I before?
I don't know. I don't remember the...
I'll just be doing something and be like, uh-oh, Carcass Clown. And I go, and she just, I don't know why, she just loses it.
She loves it.
That's actually one of the things I like about her, is that I can't figure out, there's only like one or two things, that's one of them, that I know if I go to, she'll laugh.
She makes you work a little
but
bit.
But she makes me work for it.
Yeah, good for it.
It is good for it.
Brad, are you sarcastic?
Uh-huh.
Is your wife sarcastic?
No, not at all. Just no sarcasm whatsoever.
That seems sarcastic.
No. I am sarcastic, though. But I got to be careful because sometimes she struggles reading sarcasm. So then I have to...
You can't really be sarcastic directly to her, right?
No.
Like if she goes, we should have sushi tonight, you're like, oh yeah, that sounds great. We should definitely do that.
I actually think I speak 98% sarcasm.
Get out of here.
Jared's not a sarcastic person at all.
What was your percentage?
98%.
Percent sarcasm?
Probably.
Holy moly.
Sarcasm?
That's
98% sarcasm. Okay, bud.
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, nice new grill. Love your new grill there, Jared.
Jared. Mr. Fry.
I don't think sarcasm has to be mean, though.
No.
Well,
according to us, it does.
Yeah, kind of does. All right. Pretending to avoid people was another one.
That's hard to get. Yeah.
Plain hard to get.
And you said you like hard to get.
I wouldn't admit it on the radio, but absolutely.
You already admit it on the radio.
We'll ask you later.
This is very meta.
Ethan, is that sarcasm?
Hard to get.
Not really, no.
Brad,
I'm not a big fan of it.
Brad, hard to get.
I don't like it.
Yeah, you guys all like it more than
I'm more of a hunter-gatherer. No. So,
I'm
these guys
very much
you're
confused
more than a,
by
you're
it.
You're more of a gatherer.
Yeah, I would say that too.
Let's take a break.
Picking berries. Hey, a berry field.
That's like a new woke country music song.
Let's gallop and prance through
it. It's called Forget About the Hunter. I'll be the gatherer. we'll finish out the list and get to your results on the YouTube live chat poll. Who do you support for the 2028 presidential race? Donald Trump threw out two names this past weekend, J.D. Vance and Marco Rubio, or maybe another Republican, or you're voting Democrat. Annie Fry YouTube channel, go vote. We'll be right back.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
So there's a story Fox News is covering. I don't know how many other outlets are covering this. Lisa McClain spotted Jasmine Crockett with a taxpayer-funded police escort cutting everyone in line, even making disabled people wait. Nothing to see here. Just the next leader of the Democrats abusing her power. She skipped over in front of... She wanted to board a commercial plane, and she went on in front of... The first people who usually board are the people who need extra assistance. She was the first to board. Does that bother you? Does that type of stuff bother you?
Absolutely.
I think it bothers people more than like some of the stuff that actually matters that Jasmine Crockett might be voting for that is in not your best interest. This type of stuff is like, really?
Yeah, because this kind of stuff is not even intended to be for public consumption.
Yeah.
That's just an indictment on who she is.
I don't know how you would ever think that you're going to do that and it's not going to likely be publicly consumed, though.
Was there a reason for her to go ahead? Like, she needed special accommodations because the public can't be around all these people.
Fox News reports, according to the U.S. Department of Transportation, quote, if you self-identify as a passenger with a disability who needs additional time or assistance to board the plane, the airline must allow you to board the plane before other passengers. customers who need assistance or extra time, active duty U.S. military members and Delta 360 members, which is an invitation-only membership, are allowed to pre-board within Delta Airlines policies. According to the source, Crockett walked up to the gate flanked by a police officer and, quote, what looked like her staffer, end quote, had her boarding pass scanned and then proceeded to board the plane before any other passenger. So there's a line, the picture has a line of people in wheelchairs waiting to get on the plane.
That just sounds like celebrity special treatment.
Good for her for flying commercial?
I don't know.
They make the rules.
I'm just glad they make the rules. They're the ones making the laws.
It's just not the image that you want to have out there. You know, if a Republican did this, there would be absolute outrage.
And that's fine. Mm-hmm. There should be. If you have no reason. I mean, I can't figure out why she would need to. Because you're still going to, if you're sitting up front, everybody's going to still be walking by you. It's not like you're avoiding people.
Yeah. And if the plane is full.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't get it. Anyway, you want to finish your flirting article?
I do. There are a couple we didn't get to yet. This one we haven't gotten to. Attention-seeking attempts are flirting. When a woman makes efforts to grab your attention, she's definitely attracted to you. This seems pretty obvious. She's excited to see you around, does not want to lose a chance of catching your eye.
Yeah, that's big.
True?
That's, I don't think, any more for females than it is for men.
No. We just do it differently, right?
Yeah, it's usually men, bigger and stupid.
I was going to say, men are cool. More in your works. Face about it.
What's the most...
Hey, look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. I'm doing this dance.
Oh
look
God, what I can what do. What is he doing?
Let's talk.
Is there like that type of thing? Is there a more obvious delineation between the sexes than how they individually try to get the attention of the other sex? The way women try, it's like a secret that you want everyone to know.
Mm-hmm.
And men are like, hey guys, watch this.
Yeah.
You got to take this in. And it's so brave and bold, especially when you fail. Because you're like willfully thinking that it's going to be the greatest thing ever.
It's not actually about the execution. It's about the recognition of they were willing to be that stupid for me.
That's the thought process.
For the girl I'm asking, is that the thought process of like, okay, they went through that even though it was dumb.
You know, if you like the guy, then everything has just got a filter on it, you know? Like, everything's a little rosier.
Otherwise, it's just pathetic.
That's what's tough about being
a
guy.
That's a yes.
That's what's tough, is that you are always walking that line.
What's the boldest thing you ever did to get a girl's attention, Ryan?
Is it called peacocking when a girl does it, or is that just when a guy does it?
Well, I mean, by virtue of what a peacock is actually doing and is male and fanning their feathers, that's...
So, because I wasn't sure.
I think the analogy could be used for females, but I don't think females do that.
So, one time, there was a girl I really liked in college, and so I walked by her without saying anything, but I spread out all my feathers on my butt. So I had to clarify whether that was something that just a guy could do.
I don't know why that ridiculous story would need to be clarified in that way. So you're not taking this seriously. Ethan, what's the most wild thing that you ever did to try to get a girl's attention?
You know, I was just thinking about this last night. Saw someone post on Instagram that I had a crush on back in the day. And I remember such a stupid thing that I did. I was either 13 or 14, but I made a picture of me and her, my profile picture on Facebook. Just us. And it was like so obvious. I was like, oh my gosh, everyone at school probably knew what I was trying to do. And she probably, I think she even had a boyfriend at the time or something. So it was like, this is really stupid.
That game.
Yeah, it was just.
Half of the picture was the boyfriend with an X over the face.
It didn't go that far, but.
I'm going to be super sneaky.
Yeah, me thinking like, ah, this is a smooth move.
Were you friends?
Yeah, we were.
And how'd that go?
Literally nothing ever came out of it. I never shot my shot. I was way too shy. That was literally my way
up there. Yes. Saying, look at me and Hottie McTeeth over here.
Yeah, that popped into my mind last night. Like, oh my God.
Were you
how
embarrassed?
Stupid was that? Last night?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I did that.
You were thinking about this yesterday?
It popped into my mind last night because I was scrolling through my timeline and I saw something that they had recently posted. And that came into my mind. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I did that.
You said you were super shy?
Yeah, I mean... Yes.
How many crushes did you have?
Shy around pretty girls.
Legit crushes did you have that you were not, that you never, like, ever wanted them to find out that you liked them?
Oh. None. Not that I can think of. Not that I can think of. If I had a crush on them, that may have been the only one, but I feel like by me doing that, it kind of made it obvious.
Yeah, that's a move.
But I was too dumb to realize it was a move. It was like I half realized it, half didn't realize what I was doing.
Ryan, were you always like, I like her, I will get her?
I may have told this story before, but it was my freshman year of college. There was a girl, and it was a big class. And there was a girl in that class who I was like, man, that girl is really attractive. I think I'm going to go win her. Mm-hmm. That's how this works. And so I knew nothing about her. I just knew that she was attractive. So after class one day, it took me a couple days, and you know, you only go on Tuesday or Thursday, so it was probably a couple weeks that it took me to work up the courage to just go talk to this girl. And I did. And I walked with her kind of out to her car, the parking lot area, and she just talked to me the whole time. We got to know each other, and I'm like, This is what's so bad about it, is that I finished that conversation and I was kind of like, all right, I did it. And then I never talked to her again. It was like...
Do you think she was confused?
Yes, because we were still in that class together. I'd see her every day and I'd be like, well...
I don't need you.
Went over that hill.
So it was just exchanged words and conversation?
That's it. I was like, I've accomplished something here. I'm pretty much... Casanova. And that was it. And I never talked to her again. And we had the rest of that semester.
Do you think she knows? Would she, if she heard the name Ryan Wiggins, would she know that name?
No. No. Not at all. I'm very safe telling that story. She's probably happily married for the last 20 years. No idea.
Let's go around with the YouTube live chat poll today. Who do you support for the 2028 presidential race? Trump's names that he threw out there were J.D. Vance, Marco Rubio. I'm letting you vote for another Republican or voting Democrat. Real quick, Ryan.
Another Republican.
Brad.
J.D. Vance.
I'm Marco Rubio. What are you, Ethan?
J.D. Vance.
J.D. Vance? Mm-hmm. All right, you want to hit us up with the results here?
239 votes on today's YouTube live chat poll. Who do you support for the 2028 presidential race? Only 2% say they're voting Democrat. 11% say another Republican. 17% say Marco Rubio. And an overwhelming majority, 69%, say J.D. Vance.
Marco Rubio has a higher percentage than the leading Democrat vote-getter in the Democrat Party, which was AOC, the only person to be in double digits as the potential nominee for the 2028 Democratic nominee. All right, thank you for being with us here today. Make sure you subscribe to the Andy Fry Show podcast to see how Ryan viewed the show.
It's true.
It's true. All the titles on the podcast are named by Ryan. And you can tell. If you haven't checked it out, go to AndyFryShow.com/podcast. Mark Reardon Show next.